stand for the reading of God's Word.
That's awesome, y'all.
Hear these words as they come from the Gospel of John, 14th chapter, beginning with verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know this way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. May the word from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So I'm going to give you a little short lesson in science. Is there any science teachers? Nobody teaches science? So it doesn't matter if I get it right or wrong. You're not going to know. Oh, well, y'all did awesome. That's great. I love that. So, how many do not know what a compass is? Compass. North, south, east, west. Bob, I think this sermon's going to be right up your alley. So, there's the N on the compass, which evidently means north. But it's not north like you would expect. It's magnetic north. So magnetic north means that it gets you in the vicinity. In other words, it's kind of like GPS or Google Maps. It gets you in the right area. But it doesn't get you to the exact spot. Now, true north is, I mean, it is right on. It's to the point. You're right there. So, today's message has to do with magnetic north and true north. So are y'all ready? How many of you have ever heard the term directionally challenged? Okay. So those of you who raised your hand, is that something someone called you? I've known a lot of folks who are directionally challenged. That means that you can tell them, okay, so you're going to get on 175 and you're going to go east. What? Oh. You're going to go east X amount of miles and then you're going to turn and go south. Well, when you mention the word east, they're done. Allison, why are you shaking your head? Oh, that's right. I heard you have no clue which way north is. So, there are those who it's easier to give them directions like this. Get on 175 till you see the McDonald's sign and exit then. But life isn't that way. Life isn't a landmark. Life is a direction. We follow directions. And in our spiritual lives, we try to follow the right north, but So many times we get caught in the magnetic north, right? You know, we can get to the right area, but to get to that exact spot might be a little challenging. So, because we are all directionally challenged when it comes to our spiritual life, we need to know what that true north is so that we can find it, follow it. So let's look at it this way. Magnetic north is the world. Somewhere on that beautiful globe is our destination, right? And in our spiritual walk, the world tries to tell us or show us how to get to that spot we need to be. I know that for me, I always thought that Maybank was over that way until I followed the directions of the one that lived here. So in order for us to get to our exact destination, we need to follow the directions of the one that's been there. Right? So if you were to ask me how to get to Ben Wheeler from here, I can tell you how to, what direction you need to go. It's that way, right? But if you really want to know how to get to Ben Wheeler, then you need to talk to Kay. Because Kay lives there. What good is it for me to tell you how to get someplace if I really don't know where it's at? But if you talk to the person that knows exactly the way to get there, not only are you going to get there the right way, but you might even get there a little quicker than what I'm going to tell you. Same thing's true in our spiritual walk. If we know that we need to be in God's light, do we want someone telling us how to get there a roundabout way? Or do we want someone to tell us the exact way to get there? We've all seen the directions that the world gives us all throughout the history. Even the Israelites kind of got off track because they started following the magnetic north. They'd be going along and they'd see something over here and over there they went. I think we've used the term before, squirrel. If they had kept their eyes and mind and focused on the true north, there would have been no deviations away from it. So our scripture is talking to us today, and Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he tells them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to my Father except through me. It's a text that we've all heard and we've all grown up with. But if we're looking for the true north, there's the answer right there. The true north is Jesus. In order for us to reach the destination of being in the presence of God, we need to follow the directions that he's given us and the disciples. The only way to get to the Father is through the Son. It's not a magnetic north of, oh, if you're a good person, or if you donate a bunch of money over here, or if you pat 20 people on the back. The only way to God is through his Son. And society does, or the world doesn't want to give us those directions. Because, you know, the world is all about itself. And so they're going to give you different directions, and they're going to lead you down different paths. And so Angie and I may have already told this story, but if I did, tough, I'm telling it again. So I had to go to the hospital in Rowlett. So we pulled it up on the map. I never saw so many residential streets in my life. And I knew that the right way to go was to go to Greenville, go down 30 and hit Rockwall, and you're there. But no, we're going to go through all these different... I went through little communities I didn't know existed. But see, in our spiritual walk, it's the same way. When we listen to the world, when we listen to the magnetic north, it's going to take us in different directions and different ways. But if we will listen to the true north, if we will listen to Jesus in our lives, He will take us directly there. And too many times we don't follow the true north. Too many times we get distracted and we get off course. Too many times we hear in our heads and in our hearts, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. If we're hearing that, then we're not following the true north. Because there's no recalculation. It's plain, it's simple, it's a few words. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one. See, that's a strong word. No one comes unto the Father except through me. If we don't have Jesus in our lives, we're not going to get to the true north. If we don't have Jesus as our Savior, we're not going to see God. You see, even here it says, if you really know me, you know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Because we're following the true north. So I have a couple of questions I want to ask you this morning. Yep, there's a test. What is going to be the final authority in your life? You don't have to answer out loud, but I want you to answer that question. What is going to be the final authority in your life? Your go-to source? Question two, when it comes to establishing a standard for morality in this wicked world, what's going to be your ruler or measurement to determine your choice? Question three, where do you look to in the determination of what's right or wrong? Do you always allow God's Word and Christ to be the true compass in your life? Last question. Where is your north? Where's your north? Where is your north? Like I said just a minute ago, we've all seen the wisdom of the world and the direction that it will send you. The question is this. Where's your north? What's your north? What is your true direction? And if you don't know, I invite you to read that text again. Oh, heck, we'll read it anyway. John 14. Beginning with verse 7, or 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the only way. I am the only truth. I am the only life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. This is our true north, the Holy Scripture and the Son of God. Nothing gets better than that. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious God, we're so thankful to you that you have know how directionally challenged we are. You have seen us wander and wander and wander and try to figure out what direction to go. Father, show us the true north in our life. Show us that your word and your son will take us where we need to go without having to go through all these different avenues. That we don't have to pay attention to directions that are irrelevant to us. And Father, for some of us, we're still trying to search and find that compass in our lives. Father, open those eyes that they might see that your Son is the true way, the true life. Father, for those that we come in contact with every day, help us to be a compass to them, that they might see the true north in our lives that will show them the way to you. We pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.